The Eagle with the Stone is probably the favorite band of our guest DJ for the day, Peter Holloman. Welcome, Peter. Would you say the Stones are up there?
They're right up there. I love the Stones. I've seen them every time since the 70s. Going to go see them in Levi's Stadium coming up here.
That'll be epic. And you're sitting like...
I'm in the pit.
Of course. You have some good seats with this one. Also heard a while back, Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys. What was the story in that suggestion?
Well, Steve Winwood, you got to bring him up, and he's not on my list. Spencer Davis Group, I'm the man all the way through at 15, playing organ. And he plays great guitar, too.
Yeah,
and Blind Faith and whatever it might be.
Musical genius from the get-go, like a whiz kid. So tell us a bit about yourself, day job.
Well, I'm a water operator. I work for SUSP, a specialized utility services program, and we are the profit side of California Rural Water Association out of Sacramento here.
Yeah, so is providing some good, clean drinking water for folks here, and you had a shout-out for the crew, too.
Yeah, I'd like to mention my team at SUSP. They're all great guys. We work together as a team and make it happen.
The Eagle.
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener and guest host Peter Holloman, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle's Radio Fantasy Camp. So John Fogerty from CCR was one of the great protest songs from the Vietnam era, talking about going to the war, the few people that sent us to war, and all the rest of us that had to fight it. Yeah. It's relevant then and relevant now.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Peter Holloman, our guest DJ for the day, and you grew up in the Bay Area, and remember when the CCR was like just getting their start?
Yeah, they were from El Sobrante, El Cerrito area. You could hear them practicing in their homes. They played at El Cerrito High. So this was a band you could catch on a regular basis.
And so many musicians in the Bay Area at that time.
Oh, yes, definitely.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
So I love Pink Floyd. Post-Sid Barrett era, when Roger Waters wrote all the best albums, in my opinion, Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall, just to die for. Gilmore, he writes all his songs in little teeny bits, records them, and his wife writes all the lyrics. Kind of an interesting way of doing it. He doesn't just sit down and write a song.
Bits and pieces. And Gilmore, one of my all-time favorite guitarists as well.
The best indoor light show I ever saw.
Peter Holloman, our guest DJ for the morning. Seen a lot of shows, too. And you wanted to hear Radio Fantasy Camp today, My Generation. What's the reason for that?
My generation, in my opinion, well, not only does it represent none of us thought we were going to live past 30. Don't trust anybody past 30. But it's the bass solo. That bass solo is to die for. John Entwistle, he is the lead guitar player in The Who. So an interesting story about this song is it's written about the caretaker that basically when Neil bought his ranch, he inherited. And my connection with that is one of my friend's uncle is that caretaker. He tells us some of the stories that went on there. They had a lake there. And
where was this ranch now?
Down about Pescadero.
Right.
And he doesn't live down there anymore. He moved down to L.A., but that's another story. But anyway, so they had this lake, and all these, call them hippies, I guess if you want to call, they come up and they swim in there naked. And my friend's uncle was a little bit, and his wife were a little bit taken back, but they had to go inside. They couldn't take that. But anyway, it's written about one of my friend's uncles.
There's a connection. Peter Holloman, our guest DJ for the morning, having some connections with the music.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener and guest host Peter Holloman, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. Two things I think of when I think of this song. First, quadraphonic sound. And when you could hear those clocks going from speaker to speaker to speaker, that was cool. The other thing is there's a line in there that says, 10 years have gone behind me, no one told me when to run. It's in high school, this was speaking to me, and it still speaks to me. Because as you get older, I think you reflect a little bit on time.
A different perspective on the way we spend our lives.
Most definitely.
Peter Holloman, our guest DJ from the morning. And you've also got a Bob Dylan song here, as interpreted by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, Bob Dylan, unfortunately, we didn't have enough time to hit everybody, and I really feel like Bob Dylan and some of the other American great American songwriters, whether it be Bob Seger, John Mellencamp, aren't represented. So I wanted to represent Bob Dylan through All Along the Watchtower, and it's so much different, the version that Jimmy did versus Bob Dylan's. They're not even the same, not even close. So I love the Stones, as I mentioned earlier. I love this song in particular because Mary Clayton, when she's doing all those, well, it just sounds like she's having a really, really good time.
Mary Clayton and Mick Jagger together on Gimme Shelter. And Peter Holloman, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. As we've talked, man, you've had a lot of adventures over the years, but you're a musician. You've played in bands. You're still playing in one. And tell us about your music background there.
Well, I was very fortunate when we were growing up, as you were, that the arts, you know, music, sports, all that, we all had it. We took it for granted. Today, you don't have it. They've been eliminated. You have to pay to have all these things. Anyway, my music teacher, Miss Barbara Johnson, if you were out there, I went to Monta Vista. She said that we couldn't all be professional musicians, but never stop playing. It'll always enrich your life. It's something that's resonated with me my whole life.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
What I like about Running Down a Dream, it's a high-energy song. It always played about three-quarters of the way through the set. And I'm a dancer. I'm dancing the song. And it's a pretty long song. My legs would be hurting, but I don't care. I keep on going. He played like 20 dates. He came to the Fillmore twice, but 20 dates. He was the house band. And I went to 8 of the shows. They put out posters. The Fillmore always gives you out free posters. They had 4 different posters. I got one of each one. They're framed and on my walls.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, this is Peter Holloman, our guest DJ for the day. And we were talking about it. Tom,
to me, is a voice of my generation.
Yeah.
He speaks to me. He's my age. It just really speaks to me. I love Tom Petty.
Yeah, some great songs that Tom left us. And Peter, you're also a fan of Cream.
I love Cream. It's one of the first super groups, I believe. And, of course, you've got Ginger Baker, who's from a jazz background on drums. And you've got it's being held together, quite frankly, by Jack Bruce on the bass. And you got Clapton that's wailing away on there. And most of the songs Jack Bruce was singing on, he kind of got forced Eric to find his voice. And anyway, I just love Cream. What I like about Whole Lot of Love is I sit and I wait for that guitar solo. It's very short, but I love it. And there's many, many great songs by Led Zeppelin, but I just happen to really like it.
Just a nasty groove, and I love that solo too. Peter Holloman, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. And you've had quite a background, a lot of experiences. You're into organic farming as well.
Yeah, I am. I've been doing it since I was a young kid, and I propagate, 150 different varieties of heirloom apples, 1%. There's 15,000 left. What I really, really enjoy is the connection with the younger generation and turning them on to how to grow gardens and how to propagate trees. And this is a passion of mine, trying to pass that along.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
My mom.
Man, it was classic rock. This is fellow listener and guest host Peter Holloman picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. So what I like about this song, it was the first song to rock bagpipes. Bon Scott.
Bagpipes, that fine line between music and a wounded cat.
Like exactly.
Peter Holloman, man, you're a man of many talents, and I know organic growing and food is part of your thing. And you had a man who was an influence in your life.
Well, I originally majored in restaurant management, and I was classically taught by French chef. And Frank Schilling, if you're out there, he taught us that we all got to eat. And why not we celebrate and eat well? And that's the whole connection with food in everyone's life.
Yeah, I'll drink and eat to that. Been a lot of fun, man. You, I think, are right up there with the longest distance travel to a host that's coming from Hidden Valley Lake.
Well, I enjoyed it, and thank you so much, Charlie. I really, really appreciate it, and everybody at the Eagle.
It's been fascinating talking with you. And if you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com. One more for you here, Peter. Imagine?
Well, I love Imagine. There's so many great songs that John Lennon's done, but it says, hey, look how the world could be And it can be that way if we want it to be that way.